Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has finally come to a decision about Barry Carlton. Much as she loves him, much as she has dreamed of the day that they'll be married, she's turned him down. It's the next day now, and it's with a heavy heart that Penny leaves for the office. As she approaches the front door, young Nora Lang calls to her.
Penny! Penny!
Yes, Nora?
Are you going out this morning, Penny?
Yes, darling, I'm going to work.
Oh, Crickets, do you have to?
I think I ought to. Frank's back in town, I imagine, will be ready to prepare the briefs on his new case.
Oh, it seems such a shame that you...
I know what you're thinking, darling. And if I allowed it, I wouldn't be able to go to work. But I have to. At least I want to go. It's the best thing to do, Nora.
Well, I guess it is at that. Oh, Penny, I'm so sorry things turned out the way they did.
You shouldn't be sorry, darling. I made up my own mind. I'm doing what I think's right.
I know, but we don't always want to do what's right, do we?
No, that's true, we don't. But we're always sorry later when we do what we want instead of what we know is right. Look, dear, if there are any phone calls for me, don't bother to give them my office number. I'll be too busy.
Not even if it's Barry?
Barry won't be phoning.
Oh, has he left town?
No. No, he's going to stay here for a while, but I won't be seeing him.
Oh.
Don't expect me home for lunch either, Nora. As soon as I get through with the office, I'm going to the church.
All right. There are a few things I should do for the doctor just in time.
Hello, Nora.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Key.
What's that Mr. Keats stuff?
Oh, Crickets is just habit, I guess. I meant to say good afternoon, Johnny.
Well, that's better. Penny home?
No, she's not.
Oh, that's good.
That's good?
Yeah. Now I'll be sure not to make a mistake.
A mistake? Well, Crickets, I don't understand.
Well, Nora, I was talking to Jed this morning.
Yeah.
And he told me what happened between Penny and Barry. I came over to talk to her about it, but...
Oh.
I'm glad she's not here because, I really don't have any right to say anything to her.
Well, I wish somebody would. I mean, I wish there were a way that she and Barry could get together. She's so much in love with him.
Yes, I know that. How's Freddie?
Oh, he's fine.
You know, you and Freddie were lucky, Nora. Or smart, I don't know which.
I guess we were lucky. We certainly don't deserve any more happiness than anyone else, or certainly not half so much as Penny ought to have.
Yeah, that's what upsets me. That's why I was fool enough to come over here with the idea of talking to Penny. You see, I know how much she loves Barry and how much she loves her. It doesn't seem right that they can't get together.
Well, Penny says it's wrong if they do. Well, she's the one who refused, you know.
Yes, I know. Jed told me all about it, but... Oh. Nora, she's never going to be happy without him, and he's never going to be happy without her. If there were only some way...
It's all over and finished, Johnny. She said no, and he's promised not to talk her out of it.
That's just like him. He's too nice. He's taking this too easy.
Well, Crickets, Johnny, you make it sound as if he doesn't care.
Oh, he cares, all right. I'm sure he does, or I wouldn't be upset about it. But, I'd like to talk to him. I'd like to give him a little fight, put him in a frame of mind where he just won't take no for an answer.
Oh, you're sweet, Johnny. You're only thinking of them or of Penny when deep down inside... Oh, I think I know how you feel about Penny.
Do you, Nora?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I'm afraid that's over and done with. See, I had my chance with Penny long ago. Yeah, a long time ago. But, now... Well, now it's different. And my feeling for her is different, too. Now I'm content just to stick around and be around in case she needs me. If at any time there's anything I can do to help her find happiness, whether it's with me or someone else, that's what I want to do. That's why I have half an idea I can help her to happiness now by going to Barry.
Well, he's interested in her happiness too, Johnny, but Penny told him that she'd be happier without him than with him.
No. She hasn't told him that.
Yes, she did.
No, Nora, she's doing what she thinks is right, not what she wants to do.
Oh.
If there were only something I could do or something I could say to Penny, to Barry, to either one of them, or both of them, if I could just have a share in helping Penny now, I'd be satisfied that I, in some measure, had made up for the heartache I caused her long ago.
Oh, crickets, Johnny, but it makes me sad. It all seems so hopeless. There's nothing anybody can do.
Oh, I don't believe that, Nora.
But there isn't. She was so happy a few months ago. You should see her now, Johnny. I saw her this morning, and it was just awful.
Well, broken heart shows on the outside, Nora.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Golly, I hope I never know.
I hope you don't.
Oh, but I guess I will someday. I'm such a sissy, it almost breaks my heart to see Penny so unhappy. So what'll happen if I'm unhappy? Excuse me, will you, Johnny? It's probably the laundry I've been waiting for.
Oh, sure, Nora. If it's a load, I'll help you carry it upstairs.
Oh, no, thanks. I can manage.
Hello, Nora.
Oh, Penny.
Left my keys here this morning. I'm sorry I had to bother you, darling.
Oh, that's all right, Penny. Johnny's here.
So I see. Oh. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Penny.
If you'll excuse me, I have some things to do upstairs.
Yeah, sure, Nora.
Excuse me,
please. Mm-hmm.
Well, how are things at the office today?
I'm kind of busy. What are you and Jed working on now?
I didn't come to see Jed.
Oh, I see.
In fact, I don't know why I called it. You look tired, Penny.
I am tired, Johnny.
There isn't any...
There isn't any what?
Nothing that is important.
Do you like to stay for dinner?
No, thanks. Penny, I wish that...
You wish what, Johnny?
Oh, it's no use.
No, it isn't.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, you heard about Barry and me, didn't you?
Yeah, Jed told me about it over the phone this morning. Penny, can't something...
Johnny, look, there's no point in talking about it. I know what you're thinking. You're trying to make things easier for me, but talking about it only makes it worse.
But, Penny, can't you...
My mind's made up, Johnny. I'm doing what I have to do.
Well, just once can't you do what you want to do?
You know how wrong that is.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I do. And I know how wrong this is, too. Forgive me, will you? I have no right to talk to you about such things, but I hope you understand my motives. I hope you know, Penny, that... My only interest is your happiness.
Mother? Can I sew that for you?
Oh, no thanks, Penny. Besides, I'm practically finished.
There. It's all done. And an old dress is as good as new.
It's a lovely old dress. It's always been one of my favorites on you.
Oh, it's almost so old, it brings back memories.
Good ones, I hope.
Well, I'm lucky. Most of my memories are good.
Penny?
Yes, darling?
Can't I fix you something to eat, dear? Sandwich or something?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Oh, but you hardly ate a thing at dinner tonight.
I guess I just don't have an appetite.
Oh, I know that. And I know why. Darling, you didn't let us influence you, did you?
No, I didn't, darling. It was my decision.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure, Mother. And I did the right thing.
Yes, you did.
But, You know something?
What, darling?
I'm still mixed up. I'm still confused.
I know that.
Oh, Mother, what am I going to do about it?
Well, there's nothing to do now, darling. You said no, and you've made up your mind.
Yes, but have I? Mother, I said no, and I meant no, but a voice inside of me keeps saying yes, and it gets stronger and stronger every minute.
Well, you'll have to fight that voice, darling, unless you want to go back to Barry and tell him you've changed your mind.
No, but I can't say yes to him. That isn't right either. Oh, I know I did the right thing. I know it's absolutely wrong to marry him. Everything tells me so.
And everyone you speak to tells you so.
No, darling, it isn't what you said or what Jed told me. It isn't even what Mrs. Carlton said. No, none of you had anything to do with my decision. It was all mine. But I'll admit I had to fight to make it.
And now that you've made it, you have to keep on fighting, dear.
I know it. Oh, Mother, if you only knew what was going on inside of me. I tried everything to forget it today. I worked hard at the office. I did more work at the church today than I normally do in a week, but I couldn't stop thinking. I couldn't get Barry out of my mind.
Of course not, darling. It's impossible to shut someone out of your heart overnight.
It isn't just a case of trying to shut him out of my heart. I'd never do that. As long as I live, it'll be in my heart. No, Mother, it's something else I'm fighting to do. It's that I've said no, but I keep wanting to say yes. Something stronger than I am is going to force me to say yes unless I can find a way to close my mind to it.
You'll find a way, Penny, if you want to.
I do want to, I do, but I can't explain this funny force or whatever it is. I don't even know what it is.
That's love, darling.
If it's love, have I any right to fight it? No. No, I wouldn't fight love, Mother. Darling, this is something else, and I don't know what it is, so I don't know how to fight it.
Try, darling, try. You must.
I know I must. Because if I don't, I'm going to give Barry a second answer. And the second answer will be yes.
Will Penny be able to fight against the force inside her that's driving her to say yes to Barry? What will save her from doing what she knows is wrong? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KZB. KZB. KZB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.